Who lost the instructions? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here it is, Barbie's 50th birthday. 50 years ago today, the first Barbie doll was introduced. A reminder of a time when life was simpler. Everybody was shopping normally. A girl's job was to grow up to look good in a zebra swimsuit. Barbie, of course, changed with the times, becoming an astronaut, a surgeon, even a NASCAR driver, so that our children would get the message that they can do anything. Unfortunately, there's one job Barbie has never held. Barbie has never been an economist. In fact, 16 years ago, Teen Talk Barbie got into trouble for saying math class is tough about every fourth time you pulled her string. I'm beginning to think that the one person who could have fixed the banks was given Teen Talk Barbie as a kid and gave up on math. Because here we are, the world's greatest capitalist nation, and we just can't figure out how capitalism works anymore. It's like we lost the instructions. Nobody seems to know how to put this thing back together. Heck, we can't even agree whether it's capitalism or socialism. The president himself had to call up the New York Times to make it clear where he stands.
We've actually been operating in a way that is entirely consistent with free market principles. The same folks who are throwing the word socialist around can't say the same.
You see, that's what our kids need to hear. In fact, Mattel needs to issue capitalist Barbie so little girls can dress her in form-fitting business suits and send her out to make loans and buy stock. Because until that happens, I'm afraid teen Barbie is right. The math is tough. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.